Okay, so you can just say what.
So the, yeah. So the project that we had an opportunity to work on, and this was faculty, when they think about the ideal kind of a graduate experience that they would like to be able to provide, we were able to do that toward the, you know, within about 5 years of the time that I retired. And it was a program funded by the National Science Foundation, and the acronym was IGRT, which was Integrated Graduate Education Research Training. And it was for PhD students, and what it did is it provided them with full support plus kind of a stipend, and so it paid all of their tuition and expenses. And sometimes the problem with the program sometimes was that the students were paid more than junior faculty in other departments on campus. But be that as it may, it was a project that was integrated in nature, and it focused around the problem area of urban ecology, of which there were a number of faculty on campus that had an interest in that. The two from our college, Claire Ryan and John Marsloff, and then we had faculty from geography and planning and marine fishery sciences. And what we would do is, you know, you would recruit a good PhD students, and then they were required to work in teams, kind of on integrated projects, research projects focusing on various aspects of urban ecology. And integrated truly in nature, because their PhDs, one of the chapters had to be a team project. So they were these team-written dissertations, and we'd gotten approval from the graduate school to do that.
So how many students that actually have the shared chapter?
Well, they usually had groups of about three or four. That was the team, you know, it would be a individual would have their dissertation, and I mean, each of the individuals would have their own dissertations on a particular disciplinary topic. But then they would all contribute a team chapter to their respective dissertations on a separate research project that they had worked on, dealing with some aspect of urban ecology. And so, you know, the idea was is that different disciplines can actually communicate, contribute, and combine their efforts to come up with a little coherent story about some aspect of urban ecology. And the thing here is that oftentimes in graduate school, and what makes people competitive is, well, I think, you know, you have to be just devoted to one single discipline. And then in other cases, people say, well, we need to be interdisciplinary and appreciate, you know, how we cross boundaries. Well, their dissertations demonstrated both disciplinary depth and interdisciplinary capacity. And I think that that's probably what got many of them their jobs when they finished up. And most of them went to where they wanted to go, some in professional positions, but many in academic positions. So we had students that are currently now on the faculty at Portland State and San Luis Obispo, Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, Colgate, USC, Michigan. So they've spread themselves out nicely in some very respectable institutions. But the other thing that made this nice is, as I indicated, that, you know, you're able to provide this kind of support for their research. They were required to develop a team-taught course as well, so that they instructed an introductory course in urban ecology. We were able to, with our resources, provide them with a regular seminar with distinguished visitors that came to us from across the country. So these students all had a one-on-one with some of the premier physical, biological, social sciences, you know, in the world. And later on in the program, we wrote an additional grant to get support for an international component, so that the students would be able to, each cohort would have an international experience. And what we had done is we set up a collaboration with universities in Berlin and south of Oslo in Oz, the agriculture university there.
Was this additional money from the National Science
Additional
Foundation?
Money from the, yeah. Part, after our initial grant, you know, which over the course of about 6 years amounted to over $4 million, They encouraged these programs, in addition to the great things that were being done, to add an international component too, if you could or if you desired. Well, we jumped all over that and got the additional grant, which provided the travel for all of the students. So the travel, you know, the students went, you know, all expense paid trip every summer to work with these people in Berlin and Oslo. And normally what we would do is we'd go there, we would have kind of our little scientific meetings, the students would present, you know, their material to each other, and then we would organize some kind of an excursion, either to the German countryside, to an old community, you know, visit and contrast sort of the old East and West, Germany, Berlin, trip to Warsaw. So the students, you know, had this nice international experience in exchange with these other students that had similar interest in those countries. So the bottom line was simply that here, you know, I've enjoyed a nice career up until that point. But then this was sort of like frosting on the cake toward the end of your career to get this nice NSF grant that supported this kind of a program that was really sort of the Cadillac of graduate experiences and what it is that if a professor had their druthers, they'd love to be able to put together.
So a real feather in your cap to be the principal investigator on an NSF project like this.
Well, it was. I was pleased to have had the opportunity. I can tell you that for sure. And this kind of segues into one of the other questions that you had asked earlier about people that you meet. And I think one of my initial responses was I was thinking about some of our survey research and the different populations that we tapped for our research. And a lot of this had to do with some of this visual preference work and other land use work. And oftentimes we're questioning different populations. And I think I'd mentioned that brought me in contact with people from the industry and environmental groups and various professional societies. But, you know, beyond the surveys, the one nice thing about an academic job is the fact that you're brought in contact with so many different kinds of people. I mean, in the classroom, the diversity that one experiences there with undergraduates and graduate students, you know, the guest lectures, presentations at professional and scientific meetings, all of these kinds of things, you know, the nature of your contacts just kind of explode to international. And so now when, you know, one's career is winding down, you have to think, you know, I can pretty much go anywhere in the world and find somebody that I know that I've worked with, whether it's a student or another faculty member or an agency person. And so that was nice. And in my work, I like doing a lot of applied stuff. So I worked with people in all different, you know, city, county, state, federal, international agencies, and so you'd meet all of those people, meet people from different countries. I still have lots of students that will, you know, out of the blue get in touch and ask for either references or just how things are going. So, oh yeah, with regard to the question in terms of, you know, do you meet a lot of people? You meet a ton of people. And even on campus, it's important, you know, through students, committee work, this and that, there's so many interesting faculty and staff and students on campus that you end up in kind of, you know, strange ways. It's kind of serendipity, but you end up with just a great community of friends given your teaching, service, research work that you do on campus. So,
particularly having worked as long as you have.
Well, yeah, that's right. If you just kind of keep your eyes open and say hello, you'll end up meeting a lot of people. Yeah, so it's been good. But I wanted to add those two things: is that I had forgotten to mention earlier, the NSF experience was really nice, and I think we did some positive and innovative things, and then the nature of the individuals that you come across, it just enriches your own, you know, experience.
Certainly does.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much, Gordon. I appreciate you adding the extra thoughts. And that's it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good. All right. This time we caught it.